You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
You were just like...
I was just hearing, it's fine. It's
you just have a little tizzy.
The headphones. What's going on, Bronny Bo?
Nothing. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My stomach hurts.
Why?
I don't. It's been hurting for like the past 3-4 days. I must have eaten something bad. It's like that hurt. Not to be too TMI.
Okay.
Just sharing.
All right, feel better.
Thanks.
You could share anything.
Thanks.
You getting ready for Japan?
Well, when this comes out, I will be in Japan.
Right. You getting ready?
Well, it's sure.
Soon.
Yeah. Yeah. When this comes out, I'll already have been there. So, ooh, it's exciting. You know, that.
Yeah. What's the thing you say? Love me. What's it?
Love me long time.
Love me long time.
I don't even know if that's Japan.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
I think it's like.
Is there any difference?
China.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference.
I know. What is the difference, Ronnie?
What do you mean?
Do they look different?
I can tell a difference, but I've also like paid attention a lot. Like,
show
I can
me a photo of a Chinese woman or a Japanese woman.
Okay, I mean, to you they would look the same, I would imagine.
But do you think all white people look the same?
They do. I don't think that they do.
Why, you asked Emmy?
I've asked many Asian people, and they'll say that. But then I also see it. Like when you're in Wyoming, remember. Every white guy looked exactly the same. It was actually like crazy. Bryce. Yeah, Bryce looks like every other white guy.
Bryce is so much more handsome.
But like Thai definitely looks different than Japanese. Filipino definitely looks different.
Guatemalan looks different.
Well, that's not Asian. Oh, are you being serious?
No, I know. I know.
I think you were being serious.
No, I know. I'm just saying non-white.
We're not white, you know, just so you know.
Oh, here we go again.
We're white passing, but we're not white.
We're white what?
Passing, like we pass for white people.
Yes, I know.
But like when white nationalists.
So you don't fuck the white man then if we're not white?
Yeah, correct. White nationalists, white power, white pride people, anyone who considers themselves one of those people would hate Hitler.
Like Hitler.
Sure, or like the KKK. Their whole thing is about white power.
Gotcha.
And their number one hated people over black people is Jews.
Absolutely.
So they don't view us. If all the white pride people don't view us as white, then why should we ever view ourselves as white? They're telling us we're not.
Fuck them. I'm not going to listen to them. Those ignorant fucks.
No, but whenever I say we're not white.
I don't see color anyway.
Well, that's racist to you.
So show me what a difference. And Korean, what's the difference? And North Korean.
Well, North Korean and South Korean are the same.
Okay.
Because they used to be one country up until the 50s or whenever it was.
Okay.
And one ethnicity. I mean, that's the thing is like us in America.
It looks like it's so close.
Yeah, the camera is close.
Are you sure it's right?
I am sure it's right. Yeah.
Like, damn you.
All
right.
In America, we're all different ethnicities, you know, but like Japan is a monoculture. They only have like 99% of Japanese people are Japanese in their ethnicity. So they all
like
come from
Iceland.
Like Iceland, exactly. Or like Jews.
I like that.
I remember we talked about how Jews have Tay-Sachs and all that stuff. It's because we're all a monoculture. We're all the same DNA. So we're all kind of related. That's the same. In Iceland, they're the same thing. Remember, that's what we talked about, how they have to
go to that directory.
They have to go to an app to see if they're cousins before they start dating people because they're all so closely related. Japan's the same.
Dad, I met this great girl, but fuck, she's mom's niece.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, how would that work?
Well, mom's niece would make her your cousin. Yeah, your first cousin.
Damn, look at me.
But wouldn't you just say she's my cousin? Like, if in that case. So Japan is, all Asia, most of the world are monocultures besides America because America is a melting pot.
Because we're so diverse.
We're the most diverse country in the world.
Yeah, we're not diverse enough.
Right.
Yeah.
We're by far the most, like you go to Nigeria and there's not a single white person at all. It's all Nigerians. You go to Italy and it's now it's changed. Europe has changed a lot because of all immigration.
Travel and everything, yeah.
Not travel, immigration. It's just literally like when you say
people travel and end up staying there.
Yeah, but that's like less than 1%
technically. So is the fucking transgender. But look at the
right. But like the UK, the reason why 30% of their population are Muslim is not because of travel; it's because of immigration.
Correct.
Yeah,
but you were talking about Italy,
right? Italy, same thing. Italy is has a huge African.
Has a voice. They have a voice.
They have a huge African population now that they don't know what to do with because of immigration. All of Europe is facing that problem. But 100 years ago, that wasn't the case. Everyone who was in Italy was like Italian. Their ancestry, their heritage,
their
culture.
They're all Masons.
Huh?
Masonry. They all worked with stone, the Italians.
They used to, some of them. Now, Italy is a country of of hotel workers and restaurateurs. That's it. Mm. Which is like, how can you sustain a country?
Well, it's doing well. Isn't it doing well?
No, they went bankrupt like 5 years ago.
I love Italy.
They're not doing well at all. They're in political turmoil because no one works and they don't have any economy. You know?
Their siesta.
Yeah, that's Spain. But yeah, they have the same mindset. Yeah. You got to chug that coffee real quick.
I got to what?
Chug that coffee real quick because you're falling asleep on me.
No, I'll be awake when you can talk about something, when you show me the picture, the difference in the people.
So what do you, but like, what do you, you want me to, differences?
Like Lucy Liu is what?
Between Liu, I think is Japanese. No, Chinese.
I don't
know. She's Chinese.
I'm asking you, bro.
Because Japanese names always are like, they're much harder. Like Liu wouldn't be a Japanese name. I don't think. I don't really. Difference between Japanese and Chinese.
Women. Woman. Woman.
I mean, this is like going to be hard to see, I guess.
Let me see.
I mean, I don't even know if this is the right picture. But this picture doesn't tell us. Oh, no, that's by wearing makeup.
You ever watch those videos?
Here, this is how to tell. This shows.
Let me see.
Do all those people look alike to you? These are like, I guess this is like a conglomeration of a lot of faces. I think
the Japanese one's the prettiest.
This is, I guess, but also Taiwanese and Chinese are like kind of the same. Japanese are usually the prettiest, I think. They're considered.
I would never know the
difference. Like Japanese beauty, I think, is not the highest.
What, is there a thing that says that, how to tell the difference, or just a photo?
Well, what do you mean how to tell the difference? It's like, if I ask you how to tell a Jew, it's like, what do you mean how to tell a Jew? No, but
they might say they might be generally taller or darker hair or whatever. I don't know.
I don't think there would be any articles on that, to be honest, in modern day, in 2023.
I was just going
to
ask something.
That's like such a not.
I don't know. I'm just.
No, I know, but I'm saying like imagine if there was an article, how to tell a Jew. You would be like, what the fuck?
That's classic.
You would be like, what do you mean tell a Jew? We look, what do you mean? That's what you're asking me to do.
That's pretty funny. That's not what I was really asking you to do, but I hear you.
But it's like, you know, it's just hard to. But yes, I can usually tell the difference. Here, what is this? This shows with Korean, Chinese, and Japanese men and women.
I know that sounds terrible. I wouldn't. It's
they all look similar.
It's my ignorance. I just wouldn't know.
I mean, these also aren't real faces.
I would.
They're like AI. Yeah. That's why. Look. What do you mean? This looks like a real face. It's blurry. What do you
mean? I can't see from the angle.
Look how it's like. It looks like
all right.
It looks like computer generated.
I honestly don't know. Oh yeah,
those are not real pictures. I'll tell you, they're not real faces.
So, are you excited?
Yes.
What do you intend on doing there?
A lot of stuff. I mean, I don't need to talk. I'm going through the whole country.
You can't tell a couple things you plan on doing, or the excited to see that why you want to go.
I mean, sure, I could go into it. I guess I'm seeing the whole country. It's like not south. So I'm going like from Tokyo all the way down through Osaka and Kyoto, but then hitting like a bunch of small towns.
Are you going to see Mr. Miyagi's dojo?
No, because that happened in California.
Okay.
That was in Laguna Beach or wherever they filmed. You know, that was the whole thing.
Okay.
So no.
But, no, but his Okinawa, his original one. That's what I meant.
Oh, in Okinawa. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going that far south. So that's south.
Okay.
So I'm not going there. That was Karate Kid 2.
Wax on, wax off.
That was the second one.
So you're going for, that's
going to
be exciting.
So I'm going to cities. I'm going to small little towns. There's one little village. I can show you a picture of the village. It's like this, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site or whatever, where it's like this old farm village that's 1,000 years old and has been the same. And all the houses are like the same as they were back then because they like can't change anything. And there's no hotels in the village at all. So you stay in people's homes. So we got lucky enough. There's only like 10 beds, you know, that are available to tourists in the town each night. And we were lucky to get three of them for my friends.
Someone's homes.
We're staying in someone's home.
All right, so I got a question. So,
like, we're staying in this person's farmhouse in this village. I'll show you the village. It's really fucking cool. It's called Shirakawa.
What bag are you bringing?
This is the village. So this is it during the winter, which look how cool that looks. Beautiful. But this is the village. That's the whole village. And so these are the
homes.
How
do you get there?
So this part we're driving. Because it's really hard to get here by trains and buses. So we're staying in one of these farmhouses
together,
with the family. Yeah, the three of us.
What do you pay?
It's like a known thing. It's $100 for each of us, and it includes all our meals
total?
For the day. For the each of us.
100 each.
No, it was 300 for the night. Okay. 100 each includes our, but also they upcharge. That's like one of our more expensive nights because it's so
exclusive.
Like it's like a lottery. You have to like there's only one website that does it. You have to book it. It wasn't easy to get that.
How'd you get it then?
Because I'm good at that stuff. But yeah, how cool is this little village? So we're staying there, but then we're also like going to Tokyo, which is like, you know, the most modern city in the world.
I just have a fucking train of thought. Oh, what bag are you taking?
My Patagonia.
And that'll be enough for you for travel?
Yeah.
Are you going to do laundry?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But also like I'm good with that stuff.
I know, but you need I'm also not planning
on bringing that many clothes because I know I'm going to buy clothes when I'm there. And like they have, you know,
you
like
need underwear,
right? But if all my underwear is dirty, and I can't wash it for 2 days, I'll go and buy underwear. You know, that's not that
and
big of a deal.
What are you gonna do for shoes? What are you wearing for shoes?
I'm planning. I just want to bring one pair of shoes, my sneakers. That's it. They're like nice-ish sneakers, and they're comfortable.
As long as they're comfortable,
that's the only thing I want to bring. I don't want to bring because when you bring more than one pair of shoes, it takes up space.
What if
I'm only bringing a backpack for those?
Okay,
listening.
Gotcha.
It's like a duffel backpack, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
For those who don't know.
Good.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So I'm doing, a lot. I mean, we're going to the sumo tournament. There's only 3 or 4 sumo tournaments a year. They're only last a week. We just happened to be in Tokyo on the day it opened. So we're going to the opening day of the sumo tournament.
Very cool.
Which will be really cool. Actually, I think maybe the day this comes out is the day that we'll be at the sumo tournament.
Are you going to have a good time?
Doing a bunch of stuff.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, that place.
Yeah, this is a little village. But
then, and what do you do when you're there?
I mean, we're only there for not much. There's not much to do. It's a little village. You just, like, you know, hang out with the family, and they cook you the meals, and wow. You, like, walk around the village and, like, talk to the other farmers
and
shit.
Take pictures
and
hang and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Do you need a converter?
No. Right? Japan is the same outlets as us.
How cool is that?
Which is huge. Yeah. I mean, I have one anyways. It's not a big deal, wow. but it is the same as us.
All right, and it's safe.
It's the 4th safest country in the world.
I love it. Good for you.
Iceland's number one. Yep, maybe Japan's like the 7th, but it's in the top 10. US is like 200.
Of course, US is a shithole.
Not wow, 200, good because there's only 197 countries.
Good for you. All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you guys.
Thanks.
And is Emmy have any family there or no?
I think she does, but I don't think we're meeting up with any of them. But like her mom, one of my friends who I'm going with, her mom was born and raised in Japan. So like some of them, I mean, one of the cool things about Japan is that it's so insular. You know, like you go to, like we went to Iceland and like everyone there spoke Icelandic, but they also all spoke English. You know, like that wasn't a problem.
Great English.
And like they have Uber there and they had Venmo. Yeah. Like it was connected to the world. Japan is so just their own world that they like all have all their own things. Most people don't speak English at all, not a single word of it. Even though like they have a lot of English tourists, they just are like, why? Like how us, we have a lot of Spanish tourists. You don't know a word of Spanish because you're like, why the fuck would I ever learn Spanish?
Right.
I live in America. That's how they feel. They're like, why would we ever learn another language? We live in Japan. We only need to speak Japanese, which I respect. I like that.
And I'm not cleaning anyone's home or anything.
Oh, God.
I'm only joking, guys. Only joking.
So like a lot of places, they only speak Japanese. They have their own websites. Like most of the businesses there, the restaurants have their own websites that are just in Japanese. So it's like, you know, if I want to book a dinner reservation in London,
you'll tell Emmy to do it.
Well, so yeah, if I want to book a dinner reservation in London or even Italy, I can like go on OpenTable and the restaurant probably will have a page on OpenTable or one of the Western things and I can book there. It's not the case in Japan. Like they either have their reservation service all in Japanese. So it's like hard to figure out on their own website. Or you have to call them. That's been a lot of...
Oh, my God.
You have to call because...
We're very good, though. Sunday night. That's Chinese.
That's Chinese.
Same day. I know.
But so it's been a huge help. Two of our dinner reservations at, like, good restaurants that are, like, hard to get into and stuff, that usually what American tourists will do is, if you're staying... There are actually services that now do it for you. They're called Pocket Concierge or something, where you pay them money, and they call the restaurant and make a reservation for you. Because you can't, if you don't speak Japanese, you can't do it.
Now, is Emmy able to do that for you?
Emmy's mom, we sent her a whole list of, can this place at this time for this amount of people, if that doesn't work, then this place. And she called and got us all these reservations because she speaks Japanese.
How great is
that? So she was able to call, which was huge.
Now, you guys are getting, you're in two rooms for everything.
Well, sometimes we're on Airbnb. There's actually going to be 5 of us on the first leg of the trip.
I don't know.
Who the Tom's sisters are coming on the first leg of the trip.
Oh, how nice is that? That's great.
Yeah, so the first week is 5 of us, and then the first 10 days is 5 of us, and the second 10 days.
What a shame Bryce can't go.
Yeah.
There's no way he can go.
Well, no, it's too late now.
Why? Why is it too late?
I leave in 2 weeks.
So what? He just gets a ticket.
I mean, I've tried. It's not happening. He's wanted.
What
I've
a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, it is what it is.
And you're going to LA first anyway.
Yeah.
Make sure you do laundry before you leave from LA.
Definitely, of course. And I'm leaving things in LA too. Like I'm bringing more things to LA than I need for Japan.
Gotcha.
Because for Japan, like I'm not bringing a lot of things. Like, but when I'm in a, going out to dinner in LA, you know, I'm not going to like.
And you come back here in LA for how long?
3 days or something.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Good life.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
It is a good life.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
We'll miss you.
Well, I'll be there
Can't
now.
Can't wait to hear about it.
As this comes out. So I guess just go follow me on Instagram or whatever if you want to.
Will you be posting shit?
I'm going to try not to because I hate when people post.
I do too.
Like from vacations, like story things. I mean, I don't hate it because sometimes it's nice because I like to see like what my friends are up to. But I just hate the idea of like I haven't put something on my Instagram in months. And then for me to just all of a sudden.
Or daddy issues either.
No, that's not true.
Well, you just what's coming out.
I put on every week.
Well, what's coming out? We haven't gone live or done anything or whatever.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, but I said I haven't posted on my Instagram and you said neither on daddy issues, but I have. Okay. Every week I do. I just don't do anything on mine.
Don't get so defensive.
Not defensive. It is defensive. I'm defending my position because I'm correct.
You're not correct, but that's okay.
Look on the Instagram. I post every single week.
You post what's coming out in our pod, not what we suppose and go live and do those kind of things.
Well, live isn't posting.
You would post other things too.
I story, but also like I'm not with you. When we used to do that, I was living at home. So we were with each other every single day. We were doing things every single day together. So it's like I would story them. I only see you 1 hour a week now.
So we'll post things 3 years from now, peeps.
I just see, why? I'm going to be living with you in 3 years?
No, you'll be working. Well, not probably 6 years. All right, go on. It's all good. Don't worry about it. So what's going on the agenda today? People don't want to hear about our banter at this point.
Wow, I thought that's all they wanted.
Okay.
What is going on? What's on your agenda?
You want me to, we're going to play this game again?
No, I don't want to play the game. You're playing games with me.
No, I want to know what you got on the agenda.
I gotta see. There's a lot. I mean, in here.
Well,
so
let's start with one.
I know that's why I'm just. I gotta scroll through and pick. Pick.
There are a lot. Damn.
Yeah. Look at all this. But I gotta pick which one. Which one is fitting your tired vibe? I gotta like.
I'm okay.
I know, but like, it's like you're too tired to be triggered, so I don't want a triggering one.
You could trigger me.
No. I don't even know if you're capable of being triggered anymore, to be honest.
Why is that?
Like, I think we've just become too desensitized to things.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth
to
that.
A year ago, anything I would say that was, like, remotely ridiculous, you'd be like, what the fuck, freak out. Now you're like, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, I'm letting my peeps down? Yeah.
Like that Mr. Potato Head, all that being canceled 2 years ago or whatever, it was like a 30-minute rant that you would do in it.
Fucking retarded.
If it happened now, you'd be like, yep, that's exactly what they do. And then it's like, okay.
So what do we do?
I don't know.
Time to close it up?
You've gotten too desensitized. The world needs
fed
to
get, up, I guess, right? Fed up.
No, I don't think it's fed up. I think so much crazy shit has happened that crazy shit doesn't seem crazy to you anymore.
The bar keeps getting higher.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Could be.
That things just aren't that crazy to you anymore.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay, so we can do this stuff because this is the kind of still in line with Japan is all this stuff that's been coming. Because like Japan is very high tech, right? And it's all these like, you know, a lot of modern high tech shit. So I know we've talked about AI in the past a lot of times on the show, but there's been all this crazy new shit with AI.
What were we talking about today? Earlier today, you said we're going to hold the safe for the box.
Well,
is that this?
Scott was talking about deepfakes, which we've talked about deepfakes before, but like there's all this new AI stuff.
Deep throat? Okay.
A deep fake, which I think we've talked about, and I can show you some if you want to see, is where I can take.
Oh, yeah, pictures and alter them.
Yeah, so this kind, I mean, deep fakes is kind
scary,
of
scary, right?
But the thing is, it's not only pictures. Now they're starting to do it. Well, they can do it with voice, and then they also can do it, which is what I want to talk about. Like, see, I have it right here, AI songs, which is a deep fake. What they're doing now, because AI's gotten crazy, right? We talked about GPT, remember? You like asked the questions.
Yes.
So that was ChatGPT-3. Now 4 has come out, and it's supposed to be like 1,000 times better than 3 could have been.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut
you off. So we were using 3, and you were like, wow, that's good. It's not unreal, right? Like we put that law thing in.
Scary.
And you were like, whoa, that's pretty close, but not 100% correct. I think now with GPT-4. It's
like, try it.
We can, yeah. I don't know if we have full access to it, but we can try.
That voice thing. So did I tell you a story when our friend was over, we did with his cell phone?
I don't know.
All right. So he's over with his wife, me and Nell, whatever. We're sitting around the kitchen table. First of all, I think it's creepy that he has it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Has what?
I'm going to tell you. So he was able to call from his phone mom's number. And it showed.
Oh, yeah, that's not even that crazy.
And it showed it was calling from my law office.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's not actually calling, but it's tricking the phone, I guess.
Literally from his cell phone, he called.
I don't know if that's legal.
No, listen. I don't know because it was fucked up. Listen.
Don't think it is.
So he called mom's cell right in front of me, and it came from my law firm.
But it wasn't.
And he was able to change his voice. He was able to put something better saying, hey, listen. I'm stuck. I'm in a bar. The music's really loud. Like, you could fuck people up. Matter of fact, his wife brought that cat who was sick to the vet. So he calls his wife as a prank. This is how fucking crazy. It shows from the vet. He's like, and he's saying, this is Dr. So-and-so, not his voice. She thinks that, and he says, listen, what you need to do with your dog, I mean, your cat is, you need to put the leash, and you need to swing your cat around off the ground. Swing it around. That hoe. And
yeah.
Okay.
Someone moronic would
right. Would but do my it, point, but imagine if someone called and a guy and a girl, like pretend, let's say it's a butt dial, and you want to fuck with somebody and you could pretend and have a girl and pretend you're having sex with them, but it's a butt dial and your girlfriend or your spouse thinks you're having...
Oh, for sure. Okay. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Okay. You're fucked.
Not just with that you could do it with... I could create a video of Joe Biden saying we just launched nukes to North Korea and then Kim Jong-il sees it. And it's like, oh, fuck, and launches an actual nuke.
Or someone calls...
That actually could happen.
Right, or someone calls the law, like saying it's calling from the law office and says, listen, you're a shitty fucking client. We don't want you. You're the worst fucking client. And shows from, let's say, the law firm.
Yep.
No, that's fucking crazy. And what is this person doing with that?
Yeah. Who
I'm not
who
saying. Was that? But my point is, how do you even get that scary? You can't even get that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the least of your worries. And the problem with all this stuff is that
it's
like Pandora's box. It's already out of the box. There's no putting it back in. Right? Like once this stuff exists, it's like, sure, you can say, we're going to make it a rule that no one can use it. Right? Like, let's make it illegal. Doesn't matter. People are still going to use it. People are still going to find it.
So let's see one like a video that's the fake video.
A deep fake?
Yeah.
So we can watch deep fake videos, but then I wanted to show like, so the big thing for a while...
I just want to see one or two. You can do, you know.
A big thing for a while was... Here, let's do the deepfakes first. Let's just go on Twitter and type deepfake. I wonder what's going to come up. This is... What is a deepfake? Have you met?
That a guy or girl?
That was Emma Watson. I'm just trying to find a video of a deepfake. No, that's not real.
It's crazy what could be done, though.
This is the deepfake as... I mean, the thing is also with the deepfake is it's hard to tell what's an actual deepfake or what's a real video. You know, because I could even post a real video and be like, this is a crazy deepfake, but it's a real video and now no one's going to believe it.
You don't know, right?
So I'm going to deepfake examples. Let's just
see. That's all I just want to say.
I know it's just so hard to find. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So there's this guy who does it of Tom Cruise.
But he doesn't look like Tom Cruise.
Well, no. So he puts Tom Cruise's face digitally over his face. Here, I'll show you my phone because it's on TikTok.
It's crazy.
Here, look, I'll show you. TikTok.
I got to see this. It is scary, though, Bronny.
Well, it's scary because it's like the whole world, once this tech exists and it's out, which it already does, the whole world's changed forever and there's no going back.
Amazing they can invent this shit. It really
TikTok,
is.
TikTok. Let's see if I go deep fake. The Tom Cruise guy is the famous one. Because
Tom Cruise sue
this
him?
Isn't Tom Cruise.
Snapping turtle coming out of a shell.
Despite what your eyes and ears are telling you, that is not Tom Cruise. Miles Fisher says that he has always had a hard time breaking through as an actor because
this man might look
that's
like
not Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise because he talks like him.
You know, I do all my own stunts.
Laughs like him.
he puts a digital thing over his face. Let me find the guys.
Can he get in trouble? Sued?
Why is his account not coming up?
Can he be sued by Tom Cruise? Views his name, likeness.
So like this,
I want to say,
that's not Tom Cruise at all.
You know, I get my eyebrows done, but first I get my hair cut.
He's taken digital renderings of Tom Cruise's face, and the camera overlays it on his face in the computer.
Whose voice is that, really?
It's a fake Tom Cruise voice that's also used through AI. Because Tom Cruise, we've heard him say every word through his movies that people have uploaded to computer programs, and the AI can then use that and make him say anything. We could do it with us. There are websites where we can upload a full podcast, a couple podcasts, and then I can type out anything they want us to say, and I can have you in your voice. Should we try that?
No, woman.
I don't know why I needed to speak Spanish. ¿Puedes entenderme? Disfrutablemente, no tengo nada vocabulario y también.
You would never know. Like, what if this guy posted a TikTok and he was like, it's Tom Cruise, I'm coming out as gay, I've been having gay sex my whole life, and then it's like, how do we know?
Fucked up.
Right? So, like, that, let's see if we can find a deepfake of, like, Trump or Biden or something.
No, fucked up, right?
Deepfake.
There has to be a login. You can't use someone's likeness.
No, that's an AI. These are AI pictures of Trump in jail. None of these pictures are real. None of these pictures are real.
Oh my god!
I see these comments on.
Dear people, see, look. This is, here's an example of what it is. Look.
And I'm back on one of the greatest, most open platforms.
That's the real guy, and that's the deep fake.
TikTok, it's the place to be free. I said TikTok. You can post what you want. I said TikTok. No one gets
You would, like, there's no need. So he's just overlaying Trump's face on his face.
Unbelievable.
And it, man, you can keep going and you can keep going. You can, you know, I can make a video of Trump being like, I'm going to fucking burn the world down.
Or getting fucked in the ass by a guy.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Unbelievable.
And it's just it's becoming so, like, every day it's getting crazier and crazier.
So you'll never know what's real and what's not real.
We're already at that point now.
Oh, so
and we're
sad.
At the tip of the
so
iceberg.
The fake news wasn't enough and shit.
So like in 100 years from now, I mean, I don't know how we're going to deal with it. Even right now, we don't know what's real or fake. So let alone in 5 years, 10 years.
Isn't that terrible?
As AI gets better every single day.
People don't know. Isn't that terrible? So I got to make it cool. I'm making it cooler in here. Okay. Very hot.
People for years, like, you know, we did Dolly. Remember that? That was the AI where you could type in and it would make a picture for you. I remember it was pretty good, but it was always bad at getting people right, right? It couldn't do faces well. It couldn't do hands well. Remember, it would, like, you could tell that they were computer generated, these things. They've solved that problem. Like, AI now can get faces, no problem. And so there's this new craze now of, like, AI girls, AI porn, where they'll take, like, you'll tell the AI to make you, like, a point, like, you could do it with anyone. That's the scary thing.
They make you, what do you mean?
Like, I can tell the AI, like, I want a naked picture of Margot Robbie, and it'll make me a naked picture of Margot Robbie,
right?
And it'll look real.
Do it right now.
I don't have access to those programs.
Oh.
You have to buy them and pay for them. But, like, there are certain, if I do AI women, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Huge help in the bathroom, in life, in the bedroom too, I'm sure.
Well, I like it.
Oh, I'm glad
I mean, I manscaped about a week ago, and it's so good that I'm still smooth.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like the way it feels.
Well, it's important. You know, you might not think, oh, I don't need to, like, keep trimming.
No, it's clean.
And
it
then
feels
at first
good.
You're like, oh, this is a chore that I have to add into my life now. Now
it's
that it's
so
part
easy.
Of my...
It's so easy, though.
But once it gets part of your routine, I love it because I feel fresh, clean.
And I like the way... I'm not trying to be creepy, like, but it feels
smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah. You feel lighter and more
fresh.
No,
but like, it puts
more
you, like,
agile,
a little in the mood.
A little pep in your step. Well, don't talk about being put in the mood.
No, but meaning, like, okay, you're right. Never mind. But you know what I'm saying.
Well, Manscaped has great products for your hygiene needs and your manscaping needs. They got the Lawnmower 4.0, which is their body hair trimmer. I use it on my balls.
I told my two buddies last night about it.
Nice.
Yep.
It's a great way to improve your life, men and women.
You live in warm weather, you want to be cooler than it, you get rid of the shave that hair shit. Does not nick, does not cut you. It's fucking phenomenal.
So
then
you have their skin safe technology, which
is
what
really
they call it.
Amazing.
And it's like, it feels like magic to me. It's kind of crazy on all their blades. So they have their trimmers, they have their razors, they have their shavers, they have the trimmer for your beard, which is great, the beard hedger. And then they got all their like also products. So they have 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, body wash, which smells great, deodorant I use every day. They even have cologne, which smells nice.
Great packaging. If you have a beard, it's great. The fucking piece of equipment.
The Beard Hedger Pro Kit not only comes with the trimmer, but it comes with their shampoo and
great scissors, beard oil, everything.
It's great. So head over to manscaped.com, use the code DADDYISSUES20. You'll get 20% off your entire order on any product and free shipping. So once again, go there, check out all their products, everything we named. Scroll through, spend a couple minutes and look at all their other products.
You're going to wish you got it sooner.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Yeah. That's Joseph A. Bank.
What?
I can guarantee it.
I can guarantee it. No, but no, that's the guy from Men's Warehouse.
Men's Warehouse.
He's dead.
Joseph A. Bank. Zimmerman. Men's Warehouse, the same thing.
No, he's like, and that I can guarantee. No, but honestly, all joking aside, you will 100% say, why did I wait? I should have gotten it sooner. It's that great a product. It's so easy to use. It's fucking reasonably priced. It's phenomenal. You get the with our code.
Yeah, you get an extra 20%.
Yeah, it's huge.
So yeah, once again, the code is DADDYISSUES20 at manscaped.com. Use it at checkout. And you got 20% off and free shipping. So this picture, but there's a bunch of them. Oh, that one, the link to it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, I like that art. What was that?
Girls. I want to find that main picture. Because there's a lot, all these pictures now of like all these women that you just can't tell at all. Fuck, where did that one picture go? Like, that's not a real picture.
Let me
just
see.
So you know. That's not real.
But it's a real picture.
No, every single thing about it was made by a computer.
Okay, but it's a real person.
No, not at all. The entire thing is made up completely.
So no one in the world looks like that?
That's not a computer made it up from scratch.
Okay, nice boobs.
Well, yeah, of course, because the computer made it that way. And there's a lot of them. That's not a real person. That one doesn't look real too, by the way. But nothing about this is real. Not a single thing. Everything is made. The sunlight, the plant, everything is made by a computer, by an AI.
It's true.
And you would never know.
No, like, you
look
wouldn't.
At the hands, the everything.
No, you would never know.
The eyes look a little off.
Yeah, the
to
eyes
me.
Look too big, yeah.
There are so many of them, and it's crazy. I mean, that one doesn't look real to me. Why are they all Asian?
Yeah, why?
They're all Asian, these ones.
But the face look all the same on the Asian girls.
To you, that was kind of to bring this full circle, that was the beginning. AI girls blonde. I want to find that one. There were like a couple pictures.
You're going too fast. I can't see them.
Hold on. I'm trying to find one.
Blonde Asian.
They're all these Asian ones. I mean, that's not real.
I can't see. It's too small for me. 100% looks real, doesn't it?
It's not at all. I can't find the one I wanted. Damn it.
Oh, my
but,
God.
But so, and then it got even deeper, too, which is like a whole other rabbit hole that we could go down. Why deeper? Oh, deep fake?
Yeah.
You could tell an AI to do it with someone you know. Like, I could tell one of these AI programs, put those boobs on the face of, like, one of my friends, and then I can post it online and be like, oh, my God, this girl leaked a nude, like, has nude pictures. And it's like, who you're gonna be, if she's, of course she's gonna say no, I didn't.
But you'll it's no as know. Real as can be.
You would literally never tell. That's the difference. So there was like this whole debacle a couple months ago where this famous YouTuber or like a streamer, like this female streamer.
I'm listening to everything you're saying. Go ahead. Yep.
She had AI deepfake porn pictures or even video, I think, of her. So like of pictures of her naked. Online.
So what do you do something like that? You're fucked.
I don't know. Yeah. And so it was like this whole thing because I think I have a... So look, what's this? This is a...
It's... So... And how do you stop this? The point is...
Oh, yeah, this is... Twitch's AI porn controversy is a creepy sign of things to come. Popular Twitch streamer Brandon Ewig streamed himself crying and apologizing for creating and consuming deep fake porn of fellow streaming women. The apology came earlier in the day. He revealed in his browser, this type of porn is neither new nor
what
unfortunately
is deep
rare.
Fake porn?
That's what I'm
showing
saying.
Showing photos of people having sex.
That isn't, I could take you.
Right,
I could tell
you fuck somebody over.
I could tell an AI, I could feed it 10 pictures of you, and I could say, create of this right, person having sex with this person.
It's very bad.
And it'll look as real as
it all this. It can break up marriages, everything.
100%.
Ruin people in business.
Yeah. And it just is.
And people don't, you know, unfortunately, today's day and age, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, like who would, of course you're going to say, no, that's not
my
me.
My eyes see fake. That. And the people say, no, my eyes see you doing it.
It's a huge problem. And it's like, what do we do?
It's scary.
It's out there. Yeah, so this girl.
What she said.
This says, this type of porn is neither new nor rare. With AI, people can create pornographic images of friends, coworkers, acquaintances, and even strangers they meet in passing. They can easily do so without the consent or knowledge of the person whose image and likeness they're using. The possibilities spawned by AI have become limitless at this point.
Jesus.
The many images we're seeing are circulating across social media of computer-generated women with comically large breasts and creepily formed fingers aren't believable. That's what I was saying. Let's see if they have the image. Yeah, see, look. The image that I want is gone. I don't know. Someone must. There was a picture. It was the famous one of four hot-ass girls with the best bodies you've ever seen in your life. And it was the most real-looking picture ever. And everyone online was like, it was posted, and all these people were arguing online. People were like, beauty stand, like, how could girls ever live up to this? These girls are so attractive. And then it came out that it was not real, that the picture was a fake, and everyone was freaking out. People were like, no, it's not fake. There's no way it's fake. Look how real it looks. And then
your eyes are telling you something. You're literally seeing it, right?
I want to find it so badly. This says, Twitter became awash with these images, many of which anyone who's met a woman before can spot as fake. That's not true.
No,
I've seen it with my own eyes. As some have pointed out, they'll likely become fodder for various scams preying on horny men in the near future. But deepfake porn diverges from this bizarre yet innocent phenomenon because it targets real-life women. Yeah, I mean, it goes on because this is the story of that one person who, yes, yeah, Sweet Anita or QT, I don't know. I really want to find that picture.
Let me just text the mom.
Oh, here. Okay, hold on. Oh, I just saw it. Yeah, this picture must be deleted. Australian-born OnlyFans model Laura Lux doesn't think the AI images of naked women can appeal to... Yeah, this is the one that... Oh, but it's all messed up. So this picture was the first... This is the one that I was thinking of. They've circled where they think it looks fake.
Okay, you got to make it bigger because I can't see, but...
I want to find the original, but it's really hard to find, I guess.
Why can't you see where it looks fake?
So this is the one...
It has to be bigger for me.
Yeah, no, I will.
Okay.
Okay, everything about this is fake. Everything about
it. The faces look very similar, do they not? Well, three of the four look very similar.
I think the person originally posted them was like good genes in this family or something because they look all related. But I think they're all from the same original model, which is based off a real person. But you would never know this isn't real.
Not in a billion years.
So let's see what they have circled.
Not,
oh, like that. See, interesting. Look at that there.
What's there? Let me see.
The molding on the doesn't go all the way.
Fair enough. Okay.
That, I guess, looks a little wonky. Look at her thumb. Her thumb looks wonky.
100%, yep.
But like on first glance, you would never know.
Never even look that detail.
These look normal to me. I don't know what's going on here.
The strap circles. Going off to the right, they're saying the strap stopping.
Oh, yeah, and look at the strap here. That's it goes up and
to
then,
the right, yeah, and then yeah. It stops. They're flawless.
Yeah, I mean, there are little things from the AI, but... Is it not crazy that
it's unbelievable?
You would never know these look all, they're all the same face because they're modeled after, I think, the same girl.
Scary.
This tweet is the only one that I can find that has the picture. My guess is that someone worked very hard in crafting this, but it's almost definitely AI generated. Too many anomalies to be a real photo. Also, the perspective looks to be straight on, but the camera is to the side. So yeah, like people were arguing about it for a long time online. And that was the first one.
Jesus.
But there have been a lot that have come out since.
You can get fucked up with that shit.
It could ruin everything. And then it gets even cooler and crazier too. There's this newer trend where now, so that was photo. Now they do voice. Like I was telling you, we could upload. Let me see. Create voice AI from sample. Let's see. Maybe I can, yeah, Speechify. That's the one that I've heard. I think I signed up for it once. So we would be perfect candidates for it because we have so many hours of our voices already recorded, you know? Because you just need a lot of... So it says you need 200 high-quality voices. Wait, did I already do it here? project name, import script. So I could upload a podcast of ours. Let's see. I'm just going to upload one of our, right?
Do you want to do
Hold on. Why are you on your phone this whole time?
I'm trying to, it's Burke. I'm trying to deal with it.
Two other people can't figure it out. Mom and Burke can't figure it out on their own.
All right, easy there, motherfucker.
No, I mean, let's see. If I put one of our episodes in here, right? Let's see. So I go here. Oh, no. Why is it not letting me? Select a file. Oh, I want to do not a script. I don't know how to work this program, to be honest. Voice. I don't know. I don't know how to work this program.
So we'll do our voice.
But you can put
that picture
it in.
Up. You can leave that picture up if you want.
I could put it in, our voices.
And it would speak
like
us. And
then I could type in. I could type Bronson. And I could make a whole podcast just from typing. And it'll read our voices. It'll read it out loud. In our voices, in our cadence, everything.
I got to hear my
voice.
Exactly
the same. I could try to get this up. Let's see. How do I figure out Speechify? Getting started. We will help you create your perfect voiceover. I want to add our voice. So let's see. Voiceover, edit words.
Scary. So between this and virtual reality, you never have to leave your home. And Amazon.
Well, virtual reality is dead.
Is it really?
When's the last time you've ever?
I
called it a year ago when
I'm
the Meta,
saying for people with for like sex and shit like that. This,
have you ever heard of it? It would be people my age doing it, right? I've never heard of a single person doing VR sex my entire life.
No, be older, creepy people.
Have you ever heard of?
But what do I know? I don't hang out in that circle.
I know, but I'm saying it's just not really a thing. I gotta try to get our voices on this. They might have replaced text pronunciation. High speaking tone.
It doesn't matter if you can't find it.
I know, but
It would be weird to hear our voice, wouldn't you? Wouldn't it?
I did it once before. Let's see. Create AI voice generator. Murph.ai. Let's try that one. Versatile text to speech software. AI enabled real people's voices. Now I want to upload our from sample. Elevate Descript. Ultra realistic AI voiceovers. I don't know. There's so many of these. Try voiceover. I don't know. If I can't get it, let's see. For personal use, leisure, sure. We're going through this. For video, sure. Okay.
Unbelievable.
No, this is the same thing I was just in.
Okay.
So what they started doing too is because you can do it with voice, is that now they're making full songs. People, like someone like me, will tell an AI, make a Drake song sung by Michael Jackson. And it'll make a full new song that sounds, it literally feels like a real, it sounds exactly like a real song. Or I could even do it, I could say, make I'm Walking on Sunshine, which is, you know, with the song, sung by Kanye West. And it'll do it. And it'll fully sound real. Let's see if I can find, let's just go to Twitter and do AI songs. I mean, the thing is, you don't know what a Kendrick song would sound like. But let's see if we can find one that is one that you would know. This is like the popular one. This one was one of the big ones. So it's all fake. Everything about this is not a real song. No one made it. A computer made it. It's a Drake in Weekend. You know The Weekend and Drake. Mm-hmm. So this is a song in their style sung by them. None of them have ever been part of this.
Is it a valid?
That's Drake to me. It sounds just like Drake.
Is this a real song or no? Meaning like
not
the words.
Nope. Every
it's a made up song.
The computer made it up. The words, the beat, the sound, everything.
So Drake could say, I can write my own music.
What do you mean?
He can say to the AI,
oh, yeah,
do a song, and then he can say, I want to sing this.
You're like this. Let's get to The Weekend part, let's say.
So that's none not of them his, ever sang the song.
Nope, that's not anyone's voice. It's not even a real voice. It's a computer simulating a voice.
So my point is, you don't even need songwriters anymore.
Here, this is...
Am I right? You don't need songwriters anymore because you say, you know what, I want a new song, make one for me.
Yeah. This, you know the song "I Feel It Coming" by The Weeknd? I feel it coming. You know that song.
Yeah, yeah.
This is "I Feel It Coming" sung by Michael Jackson, who was not alive when the song came out. And this is the AI. Someone told him to make this. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. Sounds like Michael Jackson to me.
Better than The Weeknd.
Is that not wild? This is all fake.
Let's hear the chorus.
That's Michael Jackson.
Okay, it's better than a Weeknd song, but how amazing is that? It's very scary.
And there's so many of them. Like everyone's doing Drake, this is Kanye singing a country song. I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck. Sounds like Kanye to me.
I don't know enough about right. Kanye.
Everything about this is fake. This isn't thinking this is where it next
come from. So nothing we will have in the future will be real.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. What's this one? I mean, you don't know Drake. Let me see if I can find one, another one that you would know.
Oh, my God.
This is... No, that's... They're all Drake, funnily enough. Do you
Why?
See? I don't know. Maybe because Drake is just, like, the most popular. This
is Baby really Keem and he's Travis Scott. Is that popular? That Why is he so popular?
I don't know. I'm not really a Drake fan.
Fucking lottery ticket.
Dude, look, it's... All, not dude. Dad, it's all Drake. I know there were more on TikTok. Let's see. If I do AI songs. Like, I saw one where it was, like, Kanye singing, like, Semi-Charmed Life. AI song.
I don't
song.
Know about that, but it is scary because it could be anybody doing it.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to try to find one. Here's Ariana Grande. No, Billie Jean by Kanye, but you don't know what Kanye sounds like. Someone Like You. I guess the... Here's Biden singing Bohemian Rhapsody. Hold on.
You're not connected.
Pay head looking ass piece of shit.
Oh no, what have I
and
done?
And Trump. Wait, let me start it over.
What the fuck, Donald? You just killed me. We're on the same team, you backstabbing toupee head looking ass piece of shit.
Oh no, what have I done?
This is all fake.
But
this is supposed to be Trump.
Just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Put my trigger, now he's dead. Mama,
this is supposed to be Biden.
Life had just begun.
That one's not that great, to be honest. Here's Michael Jackson singing Eye of the Tiger.
Good song.
It sounds just like it.
That's crazy. The point is, so by the time you're older...
This is Despacito sung by Kanye West.
Come and move that in my direction.
That's wild. Dancing, it sounds just like Kanye. Heaven, yeah.
It's a good video.
Oh, Despacito. You
isn't it Trip of Sex? It's like very sexy.
That's crazy. Here's Obama singing Love Yourself. I mean, there's so many. Look, it keeps going. I'm trying to find another one.
Oh my you god! You don't need-
Here's "Hey There, Delilah" by Kanye. You know "Hey There, Delilah."
Yeah.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
Sounds just like him.
I don't know Kanye. Away, but the problem is, Bronny, is that nothing's going to be real.
No, that's the scary part. It's like, what do we do? Let's see. This is Freddie Mercury and The Weeknd singing Viva La Vida. Let's get up.
I used to
I guess that's supposed to be The Weeknd. That one's not very good.
Not that good.
But I mean, it just keeps going.
Yeah, you're obsessed with it right now.
It's all Kanye and Drake, weirdly enough. I'm just gonna let me see if I can find another one that you would know. You just don't know Kanye or Drake. Get off your phone.
No, you're on your phone
for this. I'm showing you. This is Ariana Grande Ariana Grande singing Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
And they put a video. They made a video.
Yeah. Right, you can make a video. What's this? This is, oh, these are AI images. I mean, it's just scary.
It's
because
endless, it's is what you're saying.
Fully
it's endless.
And
yeah.
We're at the tip of the iceberg. Right. This is Money, Money, Money by ABBA, sung by Lana Del Rey.
They don't pay the bills I had to pay. They need sad. And still the mail seems to be a single penny left for me.
It's pretty weird.
That's too bad.
You can hear that there's something off in it.
In my dreams, I have a plan.
Something's definitely off in that one. Here's Adele singing Back to Black. And that one you can
hear. Okay, can we move on with this?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find.
No, but that part is not. It's unbelievable that you're telling me that it could do the voices. You can do anything you want. The picture thing, the video thing, is scary as shit.
Yeah,
and it's going to ruin lives and businesses. It could destroy a business.
Oh yeah. And like, what do you do
if a disgruntled
employee? If you make it illegal, okay. So
if a disgruntled employee wants to, like, create a thing where she said my boss or the CEO of, let's say, Coca-Cola told me he wants to whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you have it. It's word against word. They're going to pay her out, Bronny.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
His life could be ruined.
There was one that was really good, like an AI photo generator where it's like you can just literally tell it whatever you want.
But the person's life will be ruined, Bronson.
Yeah. It was this huge, not huge, but there was this big picture of the Pope in a...
Well, like the Dalai Lama making a kid suck his tongue. That's fake, right?
Well, no, I wish it was.
I know.
There was a picture of the Pope like dripped out in a sick outfit, and everyone was like, holy shit, I can't believe the Pope is wearing this, and it was all fake, but it was like a big thing. For a week, everyone was like, I can't believe the Pope is so stylish. I'll show you. Pope, it was Moncler Balenciaga. Yeah. So that it was like people were like,
oh my god.
People were like, I can't believe the Pope and Moncler are doing a collab, and it like got
look at that
the Pope
jacket.
In trouble. People were like, oh my god, that's crazy. I can't believe he would do that. But it was all fake.
It's terrible.
It's all fake.
This world's got problems.
There was another one. Fuck, it just slipped my mind. I don't remember what I was gonna say. I was just going to say something.
Watch, your computer's going to fall, bud.
That's not, I got it.
And the new version you said of that AI thing was better, even a better version.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's supposed
to it takes away all creativity, takes away all people to, it just it creates more laziness and it's a problem. Nothing
or
good.
Or you just use.
What good comes out of that?
Frees you up to do actually important things. Like let's say you incorporate ChatGPT for into your office, right? There's a lot of things that your staff and you do that are just
like
managerial
what? Like
shit.
What could it do to help? Give me an example.
I don't know really what you do.
All right, you work in an office, you get an idea.
Yeah, but like let's say, I don't know, like filing certain motions that are just like already pre-filled and you have to like file with the court and all this shit and it's like emails back and forth that have to be sent and it's just busy work, but you have to do it because there's all this blue tape or red tape bureaucracy that you have to step through.
What are we painting?
You know what I mean? So like there's all the shit and you just, it'll take hours of work just back and forth shit where it's like,
yeah, but what?
If you tell an AI, handle this for me and it does the back and forth, it gets it all done. It'll draft the whole motion, everything for you. That saves you a lot of time to do actually important things. Why? That's a good thing. Why is that bad? For you to not do.
I don't know how the AI thing can handle something like that. You still have to give it direction and still, and, right. And when there's an email you have to respond to, it just won't automatically respond to the email on its own.
Of course it could. If it's trained, of course it can.
What do they do now when you're, like, you're on the internet and you're like looking something up or something and someone says, can I help you? Is that really a person or is that
No, that's not. But that's not even AI. That's just like a call and response where it's like, it's not actually reading what you're saying, like listening to you. It's just reading what you're saying and then it sees like, oh, if they say help, then send them here. If they say this, then send them here. So that's not really what it is. But like these AI, like this ChatGPT, like it's making
chat or Chad?
Chat.
Okay.
It's like making decisions. It's not really thinking, but it's like making decisions. It'll base it off certain things and then you can, and none of this existed 3 years ago, right? So it's like you're saying it can never respond back to emails. So it's like none of this existed 3 years ago and now literally 3 to 4, which is 1 month apart, is so drastically Why would you ever think that
people need friends. You can have a full conversation relationship with fucking Chad 4.0.
Chat.
That too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll ever replace humans in that regard. But like, I think a lot of people are worried about it. Like, they're like, oh, it's going to ruin the whole world and stuff. And you're like, it's going to make all of us lazy and stuff. And it's like,
I think it's bad for schools and things like that and people learning.
Yeah, but like, that's always been the case with everything. When the calculator came out, there was a huge uproar with people being like, you're going to not do math in your own head.
How do you know this?
Because I've read related to AI.
I was around when the calculator came out.
I've read to, related to AI.
Okay.
That people were worried that like, you're going to offload your math skills to a machine and not do it in your head or on paper. Okay. That's going to make our people worse because and then they're not going to know how to do math and all this stuff. It's going to make everything worse.
That's
and
it's exactly like, what I did, right?
What you offloaded onto a calculator. Right?
I don't know how to do all that math.
Right. And are you worse off? Do you use math in your day-to-day life? No. No, because you have the calculator there to help you no matter what. It's in your pocket at all times. So it's like you don't need to know how to do math in your head because that thing does it for you better than you ever could. And you're not any worse off. You're actually better off because that thing can do it way better than your brain ever could. So it's not like, oh my God, I don't know how to do math now. I'm going to fail. No, you always have your phone on you. So it's like if you forget how to do a motion because this chat GPT does all your legal motions for you, it's like, doesn't matter that you don't know how to do an emotion anymore because all motions are handled by ChatGPTs across the board. No one does fucking full-on math in their head anymore. Everyone uses a calculator. And we're not worse off. We're better off. Our calculations have gotten way better. Banks can do way more money, deal with way more things. You know, computers can handle way bigger calculations. Science has gotten way more advanced because instead of using our human brain and the fucking women on the chalkboards to put men on the moon and had to use 70,000 chalkboards, you know? Now you just use one little computer.
I still think the whole thing, that's amazing, the formula for getting people to the moon. The same formula they did from 1950s.
Well, it's just physics.
It's just a different thing. I don't understand that. It's amazing.
Right, but like with this stuff, like you don't need to understand it. But that, and that's why this stuff's
going. I get it, I'm just saying, yeah. Yeah.
People in NASA probably don't even understand it anymore because it's already offloaded to a computer. So you can say, I need to know how to
Get the trajectory. Time,
right. Like we want to land at this time and the computer will calculate. Okay, you want to take off here. You know, it's like, but are we worse off of that or better?
I hear you. I hear you.
Like you said it'll make us lazy and it's like 100%.
You make a valid point on many things, but I'm just saying, but it's also scary in my, I don't know how great
you,
it is.
You are way lazier of an of a boss than your dad was because you rely on your computer, on the internet, on email, on scheduling. You have, offloaded.
Not lazy, makes you much more efficient as you get more things done. Right?
That's exactly the point I'm making. But technically, if you want to go to you don't do those tasks anymore. Right, you would say, no, like it's beneath me writing out a thing with my hand. Why would I ever do that when I can type it or schedule it? Like keeping a ledger of my schedule. Why would I ever do that when the computer can do it for me?
I used to have a book. I used to have a book put in my calendar.
But you don't think that you're lazier. You actually
more just efficient. Said
you get more done.
I hear you.
So that's what I'm arguing is that this is just another piece of technology that will allow you to get even more done, more efficient.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I just don't know with the power of it and the fraud, like this deep fake shit. That's scary.
Stuff's scary for sure. But I'm talking about like,
because what good comes out of that? There's nothing good that comes out
of
it. It's just to fuck and ruin people. And it will ruin people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised
it could end the world, Dad. It could end the world. A video of Biden gets sent to Kim Jong-un or Eel. I forget which one it is right now. About like how we're going to nuke him. And then he's like, fuck you, I'm going to nuke you first. And he launches a missile. You know, like.
Well, this is like the Kingsman. You know,
part? I don't remember.
No, I'm saying like, you know, you get some villain out there that's going to try to fucking change the world.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even need to get a villain. All the people that rule our country, our world are villains already.
Oh my God.
They would do this shit anyways.
Like you're 95, you have nothing else to lose. It's the last power play.
Well, a 95-year-old wouldn't know how to work AI right now.
Get someone, yeah. Wow.
But then there's a lot of good that comes out of it. That's the thing. I feel
I'm more concerned about the deep fake shit.
Well, that is AI.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Because you use AI to do it. Like, you don't, like, all these fake pictures, people aren't drawing them. You're telling a computer, make an image of the Pope wearing Montclair.
It is amazing.
And then it makes it.
It's amazing.
And like, there's just nothing.
You think that's a real picture? Why would you not think it's real?
Look how real it looks, Dad.
No, why?
This is the Pope picture that we're looking at.
Wait, why would you not think it's real?
Every single thing about it.
What's in his hand? His right hand.
I don't know.
Coffee?
Yeah, but it's like not done. See, that's where it looks like it's not.
That's
fully.
The mistake. Yeah,
it's a little bit of a mistake. But his other hand looks great. Look how real that hand looks.
Wow.
And just we'll just never know. And then also, like, that's another thing, too, like, with this music. And you can extrapolate it to all the arts. Why would... So, like, a Marvel movie is already mostly computer-generated, right?
Right.
80% of the movie is made on a blue screen. Avatar.
Those rooms, right, with the screens. Yes. It's all... I mean,
even at Avatar, right? Like, Marvel, at least they have the real actors' faces. Avatar, every single second of the movie was computer-generated. Right. I'm not saying that's bad. I like those movies, and we have that tech, so you might as well utilize them.
There's no actor. It's just an actor talking into a mic, reading a script.
But why wouldn't... If we can emulate voices and personas, why wouldn't a Hollywood studio just have a huge computer program that has all the actors' names and likeness, all that stuff in there?
Crazy.
And then just write me a movie, or make me a movie where, you know,
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise are in it.
Yeah, where Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise have a gay sex scene, blah, 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 blah. And it'll just make the whole fucking thing in a minute. It'll just have it for you. You know, there's no need for... all of the actual work.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. Weird, scary, and unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
just so much for someone to comprehend that it's mind-boggling.
And I mean, the problem is no one's preparing for it, like on an actual, like a reality level. Like, it'll put a lot of jobs out of business. Think about even just in your own office, like. You're a receptionist. You don't need a receptionist when you have an AI that can answer the phone for you and sound like a person. Hi, welcome to Bloom and Feeling. How can I help you? And then the person will say, yeah, I wanted to, you know, set up a consultation. Okay, great. Yeah, the schedule is right here. What works for you? They'll say, how about
like iRobot.
May 18th? Okay, May 18th, 2 p.m. is available. Can you take that? Sure, 2 p.m. Why would you ever need a reception?
And it can do that.
Of course. It can already do that today, let alone in 5, 50, 15, 20 years.
How do I get that? I'm looking for
years.
Receptions. How do I get that?
No, you can. But then, so it's like that job out of work. And then you just work your way up the skill ladder. You know, like there are other positions in your office that like a lot of it could be automated. A lot. And then so it's like eventually, like we're going to... pretty freaking quickly in this country have, you know, 5,000 jobs out, 50,000, 100,000, like 300,000. All the certain industries are just going to be complete, like trucking is the biggest one that they think is going to be the first one to hit because we already have self-driving cars. We already have them. They exist and they work well. And they're already developing self-driving trucks. So why would...
I don't think that will ever happen.
It's already on the road.
Self-driving cars cannot drive truly by themselves.
You're wrong. I'm telling you, you're wrong. You don't know this.
You can't take the car and say, go to California.
Yes, you can. They did it with trucks. Cheetos. I think it was Cheeto. Frito-Lay or whatever. Sent a truck fully, no one was in it, with Cheetos from like New York to LA. This happened already as a shipment. And it did it. It did it. Let's see. Let me see if I can. Automated trucking. I want to see if I can find that. It's already being done. AV in the trenches. What will it really take to get automated trucks on the road? Will automation reduce trucking jobs? The long road to driverless trucks. American trucking industry is at a crossroads. I want to find that article. There was like one company that did it already. Trucking delivery. Let's see if we can find that. Automated truck developer Gaddick to make Kroger deliveries. Kroger to use self-driving trucks to make deliveries from warehouse to some stores. That was a month ago. IKEA announces automated truck delivery with Kodiak robots.
Oh, my God.
IKEA partners with Drive-like trucks in Texas.
Oh, my God.
It's already starting.
Fucking crazy.
So, like, if it's already happening now where they're literally on the
road. 10 years from now, it'll be existing.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's like, so if truckers, which is a huge industry in this country, of hundreds of thousands of jobs, not just for the truckers, but
imagine
also
driving like cross country to Colorado and you see a fucking 18 wheeler with nobody in it.
But I look at that as bad from a job point of view, but I look at it as much safer for the road. Much safer for the road to not A computer is a computer never gets tired ever. A computer never makes a mistake.
I don't know about that.
It doesn't. I would trust a computer on a highway, you know, that's just always reading the road, never doesn't even blink, right? So its eyes never close. Its reaction time is way faster than yours, right? Way, right? Do you admit that? That a computer's faster than your brain?
Let me see what these trucks pick. Let me see a picture of it.
Tesla has a full Tesla automated trucks. Tesla.
Scary.
So I would trust a truck over a person on a long drive. This is what the Tesla ones look like.
But they make it so dark you can't see the inside.
No, you could. Well, it doesn't even matter what the inside is because it's empty, but it does have a driver cockpit on the inside. That's what it looks like on the inside. But it doesn't need a driver cockpit. And then think how much money, all the companies, there's so much incentive. Here's Elon standing in front of them.
It's unbelievable.
There would be so much incentive to do this, right? You don't need to pay any drivers, so you don't need to pay any salaries. You don't need to pay any gas. You don't need to pay any insurance. You don't need to pay any health, like benefits, any of that. So now hundreds of thousands of jobs, unskilled jobs, right? Like truckers aren't skilled, no offense, are going to be middle-aged men. 100,000 of them are going to be just out of a job in the next 5 years. What are we going to do with them? Where are they going to go into society?
Wow,
they're just the first ones. Then it's going to keep going and going and going and going.
It's very scary.
Why would McDonald's ever have a person working in their restaurant?
I'm happy with that. Get rid of the people at McDonald's.
Right, but what are you going to do with those people that work there? McDonald's has hundreds of thousands of employees. Where are they going to go work?
We're going to give them the lower interest rates because they have a terrible credit score.
But you know what I mean? Like these are things that we have to prepare for because they're coming and no one's preparing for
it. Okay, it's literally like too much for me. Like I don't even want to know. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm not trying to be, if someone says, yeah, we're all moving to Mars. I'm like, I can't even comprehend that. Like, I like my little bubble. I like and I'm old school. I still write out checks. You know what I'm trying to say? So like, I have a hard time with the advancement of this shit and embracing. I come to the table late on those things.
Yeah.
Just telling you, I do.
But even you that comes to the table late, you integrate technology so quickly into life without even realizing
it. Yes, I know.
And then you become fully dependent on
100%.
It without realizing that you're doing it. And then it's too late.
Like
you could never, when you started working, you didn't have, right? Or did you have email? Or was it like not really as much of a thing as it is
now? No, we didn't really have email.
Right. So that was, you literally worked already in a world without email.
We just did faxes.
And now, you would never live without email ever.
My whole life's emails.
Right.
I'm a prisoner to the emails.
Yes.
I'm a hostage to the emails.
That's tech that was integrated to you and you just
my life.
You weren't one day like, oh, fuck, okay, I'm going to make the switch. You just slowly but surely, you just slowly started switching. And then now
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But that's how these things happen. And that's what's scary, where you'll be like the AI, I was saying you could integrate into your office and you were like, that'll just never happen. How could it do these things for us? I guarantee you, I'll put money on it right now. We can set a reminder on our calendar for like 7 years from now. It will be in your office. And the reminder will pop up and you'll be like, what does that mean? And you'll be like, I don't use AI in my office. And I'll be like, yes, you do. That's AI. That's
AI. Put it in your phone.
And you'll be like, holy shit, you're right.
Put your phone on the date.
Set a reminder for 7 years from now to remind dad to check if he uses AI at work.
That in itself is interesting.
2030.
Wow, it's going to go
back. Oh, 2030, you're so going to be. Right. Your whole office will be. Our whole office will be AI.
A little presumptuous here. No, you're going to bring it in.
It'll be all be AI. It won't even be me bringing it in. It'll just be like, no one brings in email. Everyone just always uses email because of course they do. Right? No office makes the choice in 2023 to be like, you know what? We're an office that uses email. No, everyone just does it.
I agree.
And that's what it's going to be with all this shit.
All right. Well.
Or no one has jobs. It's we all live in a leisure economy.
It's exciting and scary at the same time.
The good aspect of it is that we all maybe, not all, but a lot of us can maybe just live in a leisure world. If AI is doing most of our banal tasks for us, then you can be freed up to do it.
It's like the Mandalorian one.
Like droids?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could be freed up to do what you want to do.
Interesting.
If 90% of your work was offloaded to a machine and you could focus on only the work that you wanted to do, think about how much more free time you'd have. Think about how much less stress you'd have.
I don't want to think about it. It's too long right now going on.
All right.
That'll be interesting. And I, like these things, I don't even know about these trucks. And
they're already on the road. So it's a matter of time before it all happens.
Scary.
Because there's just too much money behind it to happen. Do you agree with that? Specifically,
trucking. I'm in agreement with you. It's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know if I like it because I'm a very old school. But I'm in agreement. And as I always said, the technology is moving so exponentially quickly, right? And the compounding of it's so fast that it's just above my realm.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too, honestly. And that's also another scary thing is that, like, with actual AI, like, ChatGPT and what we're going to get after is, like, it can make itself better. And that's when it starts to get tricky.
Scary.
Because, like, already OpenAI is the company that runs...
Well,
it'd
be like, no, John, that's not what's best for you, and I'm overruling you. Sort of like Resident Evil, when the central system, she's telling, like...
Yeah.
No, but that's scary. You don't have virus all the time. You don't think people could... Just like they break into the Pentagon on the computers, you don't think they can break into shit and fucking shut down your system or your computer, your house or your office or fucking make things difficult for you?
Yeah.
The movies are not so far off from what could really happen.
Well, they're getting less and less far off. Yeah, I agree.
That's what I mean.
But like OpenAI is the company that made ChatGPT, and already there are parts that they've admitted where they're like, we don't know how that's working. Like, they'll admit it. They're like, we don't know why that does what it does. We don't know why it's giving you that answer. We don't know why that part works.
Unbelievable. So it's self-teaching.
Right, and then so it's like, it'll keep improving.
Not good.
And then it'll improve to the point where we don't even understand
it
at all.
It'll be Lucy getting into your system.
Yeah, I mean, that movie was horrendous and stupid, but...
You know what I'm saying.
But yeah, not...
It'll be everywhere.
Yeah. So
or what's it? It's called... Lawnmower Man.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's an old movie. You like look it up quickly. You see the preview. It's like a Lucy older version.
Eccentric Dr. Lawrence Angelo puts mentally disabled landscaper Job Smith on a regimen of experimental pills and computer simulated training sequences in hopes of augmenting the man's intelligence. In time, he becomes noticeably brighter. Yeah, so it's Lucy. But Lucy was the stupidest movie ever. Because the whole point of that movie, the crux, do you remember?
Brain using... Yeah, I just watched it a couple of days ago.
Right,
yeah.
So what was it?
That we only used 10% of her brain and what we could do if we used 40% of her, and she ended up getting 100% of her brain.
Right, and so that just is not correct. You definitely use 100% of your brain. Right, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. You use 100% of your brain all the time. It's just not all firing at once. So that's what...
I know, but I'm not watching the movie for that reason.
No, I know, but it's just like, strictly. If you're going to make a movie, don't...
Really?
Like
Avengers? I mean, everything's ridiculous, all these movies.
No, but that's such a ridiculous one because also everyone believes it. Everyone... Did you believe that? Everyone thinks, oh yeah, you only use 10% of your brain. It's like, the fuck are you talking about? What do you think the other 90% is for? 10%? That's a ridiculously low number.
But so it's a remake of Lawnmower Man.
Okay. Yeah.
You should watch it.
I'll add
it. It's an old movie. What's it from? Late 70s?
92.
Okay, shows you where I'm at.
Yeah.
All right. Fatherly advice?
Oh, I don't have a queued up. We're also already long. We can save it for the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, all that's fine. I'll save
bye
it for
everybody. Ronnie, have fun in Japan.
Thanks.
Love you.
Love you too.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see at their people are stupid.